This is the second part of our class this morning, but we want to continue this theme. The second part, I hope it will make it clear to you some of the complexities of knowing about whether the Old Testament is relevant to us today. The Old Testament teaches really general principles of truth. That's true. Truth. And we have the Old Testament is full of God's law and agreements with that God made with people, and how it means that many of the things that people did in the Old Testament, they try to change it. And ever since the beginning, when God established his law in the Old Testament, we as people sometimes try to follow it, but in many cases, we try to change it. And that, in fact, tries to change the truth of God. And I want to enumerate some of these ideas in this second part of this class today. Sometimes deaf people have confusion about whether the Old Testament is even relevant to us today. Is it needful? And there's some doubt there. And so it's going to be talking about not only God's people that are written about in the Old Testament, but us as well. Oftentimes, some people, especially deaf, sometimes deaf, and, well, hearing people too, people often ask me questions, do we need to keep those Old Testament laws, or are we under the New Testament now? What is the deal? Do we need to teach the Old Testament law and follow it like they did in the Old Testament times, or not? And so I want to look at some scriptures this morning that will help us to answer these questions. Many people want to keep the Old Testament law, God's law of the Old Testament. And so you remember those laws in the Old Testament about sacrifice? Do we need to continue doing that today? Do we need to continue sacrificing today like they did in the Old Testament under Moses' law? So what about that? That does cause some confusion in people's minds today. And so what is the evidence that shows us that the world now, do we need to keep the Old Testament laws or not? There's some confusion about that. And hopefully this morning I can make that a little bit clearer. This point is that the nature of God's laws have never changed. They stay the same. They don't change. We see that in the book of Hebrews. It's in chapter 13, around verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, God's law has there's a plan for us, and so we have to ask ourselves, do we obey that law, or do we change it to fit our own needs? Jesus doesn't change. God doesn't change. How about us? In the book of Malachi, it's an Old Testament book. It's in chapter 3 and verse 6. It says there, I am the Lord, and I don't change. But you are Jacob's children, and you have not been completely destroyed. People often change the law of God. And I kind of like that verse there. It says that God has already given us good things. He gives us mercy. He gives us holiness. He gives us righteousness. But also punishment. For those who are evil, they will be punished. Also, gives a lot of the Word of God to us today. So all of us know about the power of our worship and the power of faith. God gives us promises that he has never broken. The second part is that the point here is that God's law doesn't change, but oftentimes people do change. However, the basic needs of people and the needs of people have really never changed. What does that mean? Oftentimes we have sin, and we have air to breathe, we have food to eat, and but we do sin. And it continually rolls on, and because of sin we reject God. And so we need to come back to keeping God's law from the book of Romans. It's in chapter 3 and verse 10. It's a few verses there, 10 and 18. Romans 3, 10. We're going to borrow some of this from the Old Testament. This scripture, therefore, there's no one righteous. It means that we're not righteous. Not even one. No, not one. No one is perfect. There is no one who understands and searches for God. All have fallen away, and we have been worthless. There is no one who is good enough, not one. There are open graves, and they practice evil and deceitfulness. They're poisoned like vipers with poison on their lips, and they're full of all kinds of bad. And they're punished because of their ways, and they become unknowledgeable, and there is no way that they can see themselves as righteous, so they are almost like blind. Today, you know, we often have people who lie and cheat and steal and all kinds of bad stuff. There isn't a... is there people that are connected with God? And the point of this verse in Romans is that there isn't. Then in verse 23 of the same chapter in Romans, for all of us have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. That was from that book, Romans 3. And people are basically the same. They've all sinned and fallen short. We talked about this in the first class, about the book of about in the book of Acts, the story of Stephen. It's in Acts chapter 7. And we saw that Stephen was an energetic, enthusiastic young man that was preaching the gospel to people. But the Jews were there listening, and priests and so on, lawyers. And Stephen was preaching the gospel to them, and he tried to answer some of the stories from the old. He used some examples of stories in the Old Testament and used some of their laws, but they, and then he accused them of being the same way. Now, those people in the Old Testament were disobeying God, and he said, Stephen said, you were disobedient yourselves, and they became angry. You have crucified Jesus. You put him on a cross, and you've killed the Son of God, and so on. And so they became angry, and so they stoned Stephen to death. But what about us? Are we the same way? Do we disobey God? Do we teach people? What about teaching the deaf people? Do they disobey God? Do they have sin in their lives? Yes. Many times people reject God's word. Thirdly, in the book of 1 Corinthians, it's in chapter 10. It's in verse 1 and through 12. First Corinthians 10, 1 through 12. For you do not want what is good. You don't want to face the facts. You ignore the evidence. The Father was under a cloud, and all them through were like water that were, and people were baptized in a cloud. And all ate from the same spirit. All ate the same spiritual food, the same spiritual. And people were disobedient. And then they disobeyed Jesus, our God, and then they set up into their own selves the law that they wanted. And so you've done that. You've worshipped idols, and you've written about people that laws about eating and drinking and impurity. One day, thousands of people died because they tried to test the Lord. And so often we have that even today, that people are trying to test the Lord, and because of that they sin. And because of that, there were many people that were destroyed in the Old Testament. This happened as an example for us, to warn us about the same thing that could happen today. So it's up to you to stand strong and to be careful and to not yield to temptation, but to continue in faith. Those people in the Old Testament were punished, and they were responsible for their own sin. And so God will provide a way for that, for you also. Paul talks about that in this book of 1 Corinthians, how people in the Old Testament were disobedient to God. They thought they were, the people thought they were playing around, but they was serious. And it was talking about the time when they were trying to drink some water. And so there is none righteous, no, not one. They didn't want the truth. They wanted to change it. And it became like today, how people were people borrow from the Old Testament today. So these ideas helps us to benefit from God's truth from the Old Testament. So we should be willing to study the Old Testament to find out how God's Word was in the Old Testament and how does it apply to us today. Really, the Old Testament gives us an appreciation and an understanding of the New Testament. The proper understanding of the Old Testament will give us another greater insight into what the New Testament says. So if you can understand the Old Testament, if you don't understand the Old Testament, then that allows you to not understand the New Testament as well as you should. We've noticed before that many of the Old Testament prophets and the prophecies were explained many of the New Testament theories or New Testament ideas, talking about repentance, what you should do, what you should do to be right with God, and so on. And so some of those principles from the Old Testament carry forward into the New Testament. Remember one time Jesus was alive, many people went to the synagogue, and he was preaching there. And Jesus borrowed a passage of scripture from the Old Testament. And because of that, many of the Jews in that synagogue became angry. Isaiah in chapter 53, you know, many of you know this story. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb before the shearers, he didn't open his mouth. So in Acts 8:35, Philip, God says, go meet this person, a eunuch from Ethiopia. Go meet him. And Philip went there and met him and heard what he was reading from. And it was from the same chapter in Isaiah, and he said he didn't understand what it meant. And Philip said, sat down with him and explained to him about Jesus Christ and used that scripture from the Old Testament to talk about how Jesus died on the cross. And the Ethiopian eunuch stopped and said, here's water. What is wrong with being baptized? And so Philip taught the eunuch about that, and he accepted Jesus Christ and was baptized. And so we notice that they use, in the New Testament, refers back to the Old Testament. I like that story. It's a beautiful story, gospel message, how that people can read and understand. And sometimes by using the Old Testament prophets, we can see the New Testament as well. We can understand the New Testament better by an understanding of the Old Testament. There's a contrast between the Old Testament and the New Testament that helps us to really appreciate the New Testament. Oftentimes people read the Old Testament and they go back and forth and they think, well, how's that actually going to help me? Paul explains that in Romans chapter 3 and verse 20. Because no one can be made right with God. Paul is explaining to them, the Jewish people, remember that you did wrong before God, you rejected God, disobeyed God. But Paul was with Gentiles as well. And so now he says all people have rejected God. And so did the Jews appreciate that, being compared to Gentiles? Probably not. But they didn't follow the laws. And so, in fact, the laws really only showed us what our sin was. God's law gives us an appreciation of what our sin is. Oh, you mean if you disobey God's law like they did in the Old Testament, for example, like the Ten Commandments, what about us today? Do we break God's law? There's another verse in Galatians. It's in chapter 3, verse 19 starting, and it talks about the law of work, forgiveness. People try and to work, and they look, and we see that there's a lot of sin. And so sin separates us from God. Paul explains that. Can the law itself save us? No. It's not possible. Why the law can't save us? It's because oftentimes we reject God's law. We don't follow it. And so because of that, it separates us from God. We see how the Old Testament, many thousands of years, even from the story of Adam and Eve, is a fixed time. And we see righteousness, not much. Many mistakes, many wrongs, people rejecting God all the time, refused to follow God in many cases, and they didn't follow it. They couldn't even follow the Ten Commandments, let alone all the rest of the laws. In Hebrews, that book in the New Testament, one of the writers, the writer of the Hebrew book, taught how a comparison between the Old Testament law and the New Testament laws, and that one centers on sacrifices and stuff like that, and the other is about Christ, Jesus Christ. We talked about that last class, how that the people in the Old Testament had to sacrifice yearly, and yet Jesus sacrificed himself once for all time, and doesn't have to do it ever again. And the Hebrew book talks about that. Talks about the Levites and how they were requiring the people to follow all these laws, and how that compares to the New Testament. The similarity between the Old Testament and the New Testament also helps us to understand the New Testament better. If we can understand the Old Testament, that helps us with the New Testament. If you don't know nothing about the Old Testament, then when you see a reference to the Old Testament in the New Testament, how are you going to understand what it means? So, the inspired New Testament oftentimes borrows a verse or two from the Old Testament. This is talked about in the book of James in the New Testament, 2 verse 10 and 13. You might follow all of God's law, but if you fail to obey only one command, then you're guilty of all. So let's say there's 10, and you disobey one. It's almost like you've disobeyed them all. All the commandments in the law. God said, don't commit adultery. The same God also said, don't kill. So if you don't commit adultery, but you kill someone, then you are guilty of breaking God's laws. You will be judged by the law that makes people free. You should remember this in everything that you say and do. Oftentimes we break God's laws all the time. Hebrews 11, there's a lot of references in there about stories of faith, men of faith, people of faith, women of faith that are in there, like Noah, Abraham, and others, and Abel, and Jacob, and so on. Different characters that are all listed in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, heroes of faith. The New Testament teaches us about faith and all what God teaches us, so that we should be aware. And so we know which way we should walk because of the New Testament. There are many, many examples of people obeying. Noah did. God gave him a command to build the ark. Did Noah reject that and disobey God? No, he obeyed God and did what God said. Even though it took many years for him to build that, he said, oh, there's going to be a flood. And people said, well, when? And so now God gave a continuation. Oh, it's not going to rain. Well, it did. And so without faith, Noah would have disobeyed God. And so we should know also that because of that type of example of faith, oftentimes we need to have faith as well. And we break God's laws too. But through faith we can do that. Paul was a faithful servant of God. And talk about how last time we talked about Cain's sacrifice versus Abel's sacrifice in the Old Testament. And that Abel's sacrifice was accepted and Cain's was rejected. Paul traveled all over around and saw people of faith and established churches. And traveled, but went through all kinds of processes as for how people how they escaped from Egypt in the Old Testament. We often teach that we should have faith is part of obedience. Our faith in God leads us to obedience. Other Old Testament laws also can help us to understand similar laws in the New Testament. Did God want us to worship idols? No. Did he want them to worship idols in the Old Testament? No. It's the same principle in the New Testament. So the idea of idolatry is both an Old Testament and a New Testament idea. In Exodus 32:4-6, do not follow idols, do not worship idols. And when they did, what happened? Those people were punished. Don't depend upon an idol for your worship. Worship God alone. Worship God only. Several people ask me, different people. I've noticed when you go to church, you have no idols. You don't have any statues, and it's kind of plain. Ask, why don't you have statues and idols and things in your church? Well, because people depend on those. They worship those instead. It takes their mind away from God because they're worshiping those instead of worshiping the true God. And so we should be against idolatry, right? But sometimes people don't understand. And sometimes they misread the Bible. Remember that Moses went to the mountain and stayed there 40 days and 40 nights. And God wrote the laws that he wanted onto Moses' heart and wrote the Ten Commandments on stone. And people were expecting Moses to come back. And so they got tired and they got a calf. And they started worshiping that calf, that idol. And Moses came down and became angry and threw those stones down and broke them. And there are many, many people killed because they disobeyed God right there. And so, wow, don't worship idols, and that was a lesson for them, and it's a lesson for us as well. Rules of interpreting the Bible and of establishing Bible authority. What I mean by that is oftentimes people, deaf people especially too, they try to make up their different way. Oh, we don't really need the Bible. What is that Bible authority all about anyway? They try to ignore the laws of God and travel on their own way. And I'm saying, no, you shouldn't do that. It's sometimes difficult to interpret, and if you interpret it wrong, then you can be led astray. And so we need to follow what the Bible teaches us. That's important. Some of the things in the New Testament, God gives us a proof that we should do what God instructs us to do. Sometimes deaf people will try to say, oh, there's a different way that makes me it's more pleasurable. But it's not following God's word, and so that should not be done as well. I think I'm running on about the right. Let me backtrack just a second and look at something else. We're talking about the Bible, discussing the Bible, the Old Testament, New Testament. We talk about the Old Testament laws, set up the priesthood, the Levitical priesthood, and they set up the tabernacle first, and they had all kinds of rules for worshiping in there. They had two sons that they decided to use different sacrifice, and they were priests of Aaron, and what happened? They were punished. They were killed because they used different fire, and it wasn't according to what God wanted. And God told him, don't cry over your two sons. Well, how is he supposed to do that? Because he was their father. You know, it's the same with us. When we follow what God tells us to do, his instructions, it makes us right with God. In his eyes, we are righteous. And so we ought not to change the way God wants us to worship him today. It's easy to see God's law stays the same. We know that it doesn't change. Often people try to teach a different way, even towards salvation. People put verses in there that's not in the Bible. And so who has the authority, a person? Who has the authority to save you? Is it God through Jesus Christ or through some apostle? It's the same today. People reject God all the time today. And do they follow him? No. And so what we need to do is follow the words of Jesus the best that we can. And so that's what we're talking about when we're talking about a Bible authority. Let me conclude with this, that all the Old Testament to the New Testament times today, even today, is one book. We've received the laws from God in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, and God has the authority. And these scriptures are inspired. It talks about that in 2 Timothy 3:16 and verse 17 as well. It says there that all scripture is given by God, and all scripture is useful for teaching and for showing people what is wrong in their lives. And so it's useful for correcting faults and teaching the right way to live. In verse 17, using the scriptures, those who serve God will be prepared and will have everything they need to do a good work. God instructs us with the Old and New Testament. And so, why do we have the Old Testament? It helps us to learn. It teaches us about what the New Testament is, so that you can have a good life. And so that you can obey, obey God as well. That's the reason why we have this Old Testament. It's very well connected to the Old Testament, to the New Testament as well, to help people to know about God's Word. You know, different people that I meet, they don't really know a lot about the Old Testament. They know something about the New Testament, and I'm saying, well, when you read that verse that refers back to the Old Testament, what do you think it says? If you don't know anything about the Old Testament. So I encourage people to read both. keep your mind clear, keep it open, and you'll learn the right path that you should take. Old Testament helps us to adjust our life to following God's word and to follow his path. I think that's all the information that I have to share with you today. I know there's a lot of information, Old Testament laws, New Testament history, Old Testament history. I'm throwing a lot at you, I know, today. But I encourage every people, all people, to read both the Old Testament. Take time to do that. Read it more deeply. And try. Then you will gain an understanding of confidence that you can have for following God's word from the New Testament. The gospel is in the New Testament. And that's God's way. God bless you for being here.